Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Sports Daily, everybody. Jacob Albrock, Bruce Hurdle alongside you. Shane, after a long weekend of Wichita State baseball, we'll be back with you tomorrow. We've been talking Shockers. We've been talking Big 12 basketball, KU, K-State. A weekend that was. The Big 12 just gets a little bit muddier. And the Shockers, a 10-point loss that it seems like everybody feels okay about because of what's left on the schedule and there to take. And college basketball, Bruce, it's just that time of year, isn't it? We're
it
right
is,
there. We all want the tournament to be here, but we still have 3 weeks to go.
And we'll get into this a little bit later coming up on What's on Tap, courtesy of our friends at Side Pockets, Kellogg and Tyler. I guess Tennessee losing to Kentucky. Is it Tennessee losing or Kentucky winning that sends the most shockwaves through college basketball? But we'll talk about that, obviously, as we get going here in hour number two. But I wanted to start off with a little baseball. You, of course, are a big Texas Rangers fan, so I'm not going to ask you about your pulse check on the Rangers. But the Royals are your default squad, obviously. How bullish are you as they head into spring training? Curious. What is the thing that is driving the engine as it relates to the Kansas City Royals for Royals and their fans?
Well, look, I think for me, it's the progression of some of the young guys. Is Mondesi ready to be the one of the cornerstones of the franchise, and how quickly after a draft of so many college guys, how quickly are they able to and ready to make an impact on the big league roster? To me, those are the questions. I think we know out of the the veterans what we're going to get. This team will struggle to pitch. They'll outrun everybody. That's another one, Bruce, because Dayton Moore's really built the roster based on speed and defense again, especially speed with Billy Hamilton coming in. And they are going to fly this year. And you have to imagine that old school Ned Yost is salivating at the opportunity to steal a ton of bases, to run and put pressure on other teams. And it's almost that, zig when they zag mentality, if they can do it and just run crazy to see if that works. That is, to me, just baseball in general, that's pretty intriguing because they are. Everyone wants home runs and they don't care about strikeouts. The Royals want speed and defense. So it's sort of back to what got them there. With a little bit, they don't have Hosmer and they don't have Moustakas and they don't have Kane and all these great players. But I do think it's an interesting formula, and I'm curious to see it play out in today's baseball.
Homer Bailey, they got Homer Bailey. That's all you need to know. We chatted last week, that's just such a low impact signing. You don't lose anything for a guy that's got no hitter stuff. Now he's had no hitter stuff at a couple of times in his history, and there's a reason he's available. But I love the because really more than anything, that's kind of where the Royals are at this particular point right now. It's taking a chance and a flyer on a guy like Homer Bailey, and the fact of the matter is that Dayton Moore has had pretty good luck in things like this in the past. Now, I'm not looking for Homer Bailey to be, an impact player, and then they lose absolutely nothing if he crashes and burns. Someone was going to sign him. I think it's intriguing. Alcides Escobar goes to the Baltimore Orioles. You talk about kind of the changing of the generation now. Hosmer gone, Moustakas gone, and we'll get to him in a minute. Another one-year deal as he re-ups in Milwaukee for a couple more than he made, a couple more million than he made a year ago. But again, another sign of where the economics of baseball are. But losing Elcides Escobar, that's kind of interesting. I mean, it's going to be different seeing him now in a different uniform as the Royals really kind of shuffle the cards.
He got kind of a bad rap there at the end because he couldn't hit a lick and swung at the first pitches. But I'm going to tell you, covering two straight World Series and that team for a lot of games and a lot of he was as pleasant and easy to be around. That guy was awesome. And I think the fans stuck by him and really appreciated what he brought in some of the, you know, the greatest defense played at that position for a while. He was, you know, he was what he was offensively, but he always had a good attitude. He was always pleasant. He was always willing to talk. He sort of shouldered some of the burden when the team was, you know, lost a game or whatever in some really critical spots. In speaking a second language and all the things, really appreciated that guy there. So I'll miss him, just, you know, on a professional level. But I hope he does well. I mean, you think he's going to be a bench defense guy right now, don't you? I mean, he just kind of come off and fill in anywhere that he's needed. And that's a pretty good spot. I mean, he's had a good run here. So the offense I don't think is ever going to come, like, you know, ever again where he's the leadoff guy. But we'll see. I mean, I wish him the best of luck.
Ned is so interesting. And I think that strengths of his can end up being deficiencies or weaknesses. His loyalty to players is wonderful when you're a player. It may not be as good for the team from the outside looking in. I always thought that the loyalty to Elcides Escobar was kind of hurt. I don't know if it hurt the team because you've got to have options afterwards, and they do in Mondesi. I mean, it's not like they didn't have some guys that that couldn't be players in that position getting valuable time, etc. But I don't know. I thought Alcides Escobar was a Royal for a little bit too long at the end of the day.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. The Royals in an era of non-loyalty have been loyal to guys. Maybe the answer then is Mondesi should have been there sooner, I guess, would be.
Maybe.
But what else were they going to do?
Right.
I mean, they're not going to go get somebody that's going to be a difference maker at that spot anyway. I think Ned Yost and everything we know about him is going to show loyalty. Just like he demands his guys, you know, whether he says it outright or not, that was a big part of what and how they did what they did. Like, their roster was not, you know, in the year that they won it, certainly they went and added some big pieces in the bullpen and they got a really good rotation. But the year before, in 14, nobody expected them to be there. They had good players and they were all loyal and they all bought in, and that was one of those situations where you just can't recreate that kind of thing. And Alcides Escobar was right smack in the middle of all of that. So I get it. It's hard to go. I mean, there were a lot of guys they should have traded sooner than they either did or let go to free agency. And it was just a chance to give it one more run out of respect and everything else. And is that the best way to do it in baseball? I don't know. But it worked. It took them to two World Series. So
as the Royals have taken apart, or as Dayton Moore has kind of taken apart the pieces of that World Series run, and we can look back now at Hosmer, Moustakas, Escobar, Kane, guys that were very key and central to winning championships and being in back-to-back World Series. Did the Royals get out of that what they should have or could have? in terms of everything from free agency to getting rid of players at their peak value, and those four players in particular. Wade Davis would be in that group as well. Did the Royals get the optimum or the maximum for those players who were all fairly hot at one particular point or another?
Yeah, I mean, look, they did for Davis. I liked the Davis trade.
I do,
but
too.
No,
you can't gripe on that one.
Solaire still got a chance to be a good player. No, I don't think they did. I think you could have gotten more for each of those guys. But they were close enough to get a taste. And I remember vividly, because we talked about that so much at the time, like, yeah, fans might want to go for this, but it's going to cost you long-term. And what's more important, making this maybe run or quickly getting back to relevance? Because the downslide's going to happen. So does it happen for 3 years or 5 years or what is it? I don't know. And we still don't know the answer to that. It probably depends on if two or three of these guys that they drafted last year can come up and be impact guys right away. I mean, they're not going to go get free agents that are impactful, most likely. Those have to be the high reward, low risk signings of guys that may not even be on the roster, like Homer Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, they could have gotten more for all of those guys, except for Wade Davis, but all of them. I think they could have. And you mentioned Moustakas, man. How has he become the poster boy for...
Unreal.
How is there not a long-term contract somewhere for Mike Moustakas?
Yes. Now, you don't shake a stick, and most fans would look at it and say, well, what's the problem? Well, the problem is that multi-year deals for free agents now are rare. Long multi-year deals are going to be more and more rare, which makes the whole Bryce Harper situation that much more interesting. Jacob, are we going to get, I guess, since there's enough bidding going on, and if you believe that the Giants and the Padres and the Phillies, which are, is a series, isn't that kind of a curious combination? Since we're lacking the Red Sox, Dodgers, Yankees, I mean,
those
you don't have
just don't have places for them, do
no.
they?
No,
I
they
mean,
really
it's
don't.
It's a weird combination because what do the Red Sox all of a sudden need an outfielder? No. I mean, they bullpen, I guess, because they're going to lose some guys there. They don't need those. Those teams don't need them. Philly's been in there the whole time. You've always kind of thought they were going to get one. I've always kind of thought Harper was going to stay in Washington. But that doesn't. Nobody's talking about that, so I'll just assume that's off the table, right? Because they offered him
he turned down $300 million over 10. I don't care as much about, and this is, I hate the way it sounds, I don't care about the money as much as the duration of the contract. I am 100%. The most curious as it relates to Bryce Harper, how many years he gets. Is he going to get the 10? Is he going to get the 8? He has remained steadfast on he wants a multi-year deal. And owners appear to be balking at that. But my guess is that when push comes to shove, one of those three, and probably the Phillies, that seems to be where most of the arrows are pointed and the energy is flowing, that the Phillies will cave and give him the multi-year deal. Now, maybe he doesn't get 10, maybe he'll get 8, and maybe he'll be okay with that. I don't know. But the financial shifting of the game is happening before our very eyes. Machado, obviously, is waiting for Harper, but then you've got the next range of Nolan Arenado coming on next year. What's it going to look like? And I don't know. And not to mention, you got about 87 other free agents waiting for that domino to fall before they can get to, in comparison, their meager little contracts for the rest of the season. There's just a lot of guys still out of work. And by the way, we're back to work.
There will be, I don't know what the solution is, but this lingering free agency, that's going to stop with the next one, the next bargaining, I think. There are some things that they need to solve. That's one of them. And I don't know what the easy solution is, but I imagine, because I don't think anybody likes this scenario. I don't think teams like it, and I don't think players like it. So that one's probably a fix that's coming. This situation where we see Vlad Guerrero Jr. and he's going to be held down for however many weeks to get service time, that needs to be fixed too.
Yes, it does.
That's not good. And the problem with it is, like, of course a team's got to do it. Like, everybody that pretends like, oh my God, I can't believe that the Blue Jays would do this. How could they do that and not give themselves a chance to? It's a couple of weeks and you get the guy for an extra year. Of course you're going to do it. What are you talking about? If I'm a fan, I don't want him up until they can get the service time guarantee. You think 2 weeks in a 6 month baseball season are more important than an extra year of service from a guy? I mean, that's crazy talk, but you can all pretend to be outraged. That's fun. Or fix the problem. Find a solution that doesn't make it such an obvious decision for these teams to make. Why in the world would they call him up at the start of the year if they can guarantee him for another year if they wait 2 or 3 weeks? I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. It's one of those things, Bruce, where everybody, you know, players can be mad about that. That I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, you think the Blue Jays front office is short-sighted for not doing that? Like, they need those come on. What? You kidding me? This guy's there aren't very many of them, but he appears to be one of those can't-miss guys. You got to take him for the extra year if you're Toronto. And if you're a Blue Jays fan, you should want him there the extra year. There's not much of a chance guys stay there. So go for it. I don't know. That's another problem, though, they do need to fix. Just make it to where they can come up with something where you don't have to hold these guys down for a couple meaningless weeks just to do that. But I do think free agencies, something's got to change. When did this
start?
Well, the collective
bargaining
agreement. 3 years ago?
Well, say again?
This whole changed on the last CBA, right? Where we've got this problem of free agency when they took away the compensations, made it a little trickier on that.
Which they have to continue to tweak. The next CBA is in 2021. And you would imagine that there's a fair amount in free agency and all of the ramifications of free agency that probably has to change. And I think that you've just touched upon a fair amount of it. I've heard some kind of dire projections about where the players might be at 2021 relative to the owners. And we're starting to see that kind of come to fruition. We're not seeing a lot of friction right now, but you're starting to hear players kind of grumble a little bit about free agency, what is available to players in free agency, long-term contracts, things of that nature. We'll just have to see how it all plays out.
I've been happy to see the number of guys being bought out of their arbitration, though. That's one less thing to worry about, and more guys are accepting those deals. And this problem probably has something to do with it, is that, God, I don't even want to deal with this stuff. Let me just lock in these years. And for anybody that... And this is not, you know, for anybody that discredits these guys for not taking every year to arbitration, get over yourself. Like, why wouldn't a guy take $40 million on the table? Why wouldn't you take that? You're not a free agent yet. Like, you can go to court every summer, but you have no security there. Like, take the money. I don't know. The business of sports can be nauseating. But it's a big part of it, obviously. And if you're like the Padres and Machado, who would you rather? I wonder about this pretty frequently. Who would you rather make a big bid like these four? Harper, Machado, or Arenado?
Well, I would prefer Arenado.
I think I would too, because of the defense.
Combined with
the otherworldly offense.
Yeah,
you know better than anybody. The Rockies can't let him go, can they?
Well, I mean, I don't think, and I think that the Rockies will make a responsible and attractive offer, and I think it needs to be done earlier rather than later. but I don't know about his desire to stay. It all has to do with that. I mean, I think they're going to be competitive. I think they'll continue to be competitive. Can they win a World Series? Well, I mean, you know, they played a playoff game for the division with the Dodgers last year, won a wild card game in Chicago, then were kind of unceremoniously swept by the Brewers. But I don't know. But you ask me about those three. Arenado, to me, would be the one that would be more attractive just because of and I know there's the Colorado factor and the Coors Field factor, which I think is a little overrated anyway. I mean, you can go look at the splits on the road.
Yeah, I think it is anymore.
I think it's a little bit overrated. But be that as it may, I would prefer Arenado of those three. So now he's a couple years older. He's a couple years older than Bryce Harper and Machado, both. But you're right. I don't know. And is it going to change how business is done in baseball? I know he's watching this very, very closely, obviously, with next year in mind, and with the first week of spring training gone and Harper and Machado still out there available for someone. It's just very odd. A little shocker baseball, and then college hoops. We'll get into that as we roll on here this morning. 10:21 in the a.m., Jacob Albrock on one side of the aisle from Eyewitness Sports. Yours truly here. Shane will be back on tomorrow. Back in a moment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.